Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Then it goes a little farther. But hath power over his own will. In other words, he's not letting his emotions take over. The little girl, 16, no, now she's 21, whatever she is, Daddy, please, please. You know how my girls, how's this? Am I wrapped around their finger or they wrapped around my finger? Ever how that works? Whatever they wanted. The boys, no. Come talk to your mama. But the girls, they knew to come to me, you know, because whatever they wanted. They were daddy's girls, okay. So I can see that what he's talking about here. I can relate to that. Daddy, daddy, please, please. And his heart for that girl. He wants only what's best for his daughter. But if you're sure that you're doing the right thing and you have power over your own will, you're not going to give up to the emotions and she crying and weeping and all. And then he says this, and hath so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin. He doeth well. Because, again, I go back to the illustration. He just does not believe that the guy is the right person for her. He doeth well. You're doing a good thing, Daddy, because you're much wiser than that girl who's head over heel. I haven't had marriage counseling in a while. I used to have marriage counseling. Nobody gets married much anymore, I guess. I don't know anyone to do. First question I ask them when they come to my office, there's the bride and the groom-to-be. First question, why in the world do you want to marry him? Trying to keep things light. You know what she says? Every time. Because I'm so in love with him. I can't live without him. Why do you want to marry her? Of course, he has to say the same thing she does, you know. Because if I asked him first, he'd probably say, I don't know. You know? That's a guy thing. So I always ask the girl first to the guy to get him off the hook. Well, because I love her and can't live without her. And so the dad got beyond that emotion stuff. That's what he's saying here, that you doeth well, fathers knows best. Look in verse number 38. So then he that giveth her in marriage doeth well, but he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. I always say this, in decisions we make, there's always, even if it's the good decision, it falls under three categories. There's a good, there's better, and then there's what? Best. And that's kind of what Paul is saying here. If you give her in marriage, hey, it's okay. It's a good thing. But if you decide you keep her from getting married right now, it's better. It's better. The choice between being married and being single was not between being good and bad. Because he's already said, you know, marriage is good. Matter of fact, we find later in the book of Hebrews, Paul, the same fellow, writes, marriage is honorable in all. It's a good thing to get married. Matter of fact, aren't you glad you're married? Men, you are in trouble. Aren't you glad you're married, Doug? Amen. Kelly, aren't you glad you're married? Eddie, Jim. Now they say amen. They were quiet there for a little bit, and I thought the wife punched them. Well, aren't you glad? I mean, it's a privilege to be married, have a wife, have a children, the privilege of raising a family. Okay, nothing like had my grandkids yesterday. We did the Christmas, just absolutely enjoyed it to the max, and I need to move on. But I was watching a little Kira. Kira is our, and the way we do our Christmas traditions when we open presents, the youngest goes first. And we got a bunch of grandkids, okay? And so and by the time we get to the old folk, it's an hour and a half down the road, you know, because you have to wait and they have to open the presents. Anyway, Kira opens all these presents with the help of mom. Kira turns a year old in a couple weeks. I'm not sure the date. I don't know none of my kids or grandkids' birthday. The wife tells me it's her birthday. Okay, anyway, Kira would turn 1 year old. It's amazing to see. She got all kinds of little toys. Little things, you know, that play music and, you know, like a one-year-old, little dolls and little all kinds of things. Do you know what she ran around playing with? And I'm watching this with great amusement. And you know what I'm talking about? The paper. the wrapping paper. Here's all these toys. And she's running around with the wrapping paper. Half is a pig in slop. The red wrapping paper, she just, it didn't make, I'm just saying, it was the joy of just being there, watching the kids celebrating together and all. I could go on over and on. It's so great to be not just a daddy, a grandpa, a papa. We have a note on my refrigerator. If I knew this was going to be so much fun, I would have had my grandkids first. Love my grandkids like nothing else in the world. And so I'm just saying, this is a great privilege and honor to be married, to have children, to have grandchildren, some of y'all great-grandchildren. Marriage is a good thing. And he's not talking about between being married and single that, you know, it's good or it's bad, but between better and best, okay? He's talking about, and he's going to explain, remember, because of the situation that Paul lived during that day, there was a lot of persecution. And it's much easier to take care of yourself than it is if you have a wife and children to feed and provide and to protect and all. So all that, you have to keep all that in mind when he's talking about this. When he says that marriage is a good thing, it's honorable in all things, Paul was indicating how one could best honor the Lord with his or her life. Take this in a good way. Marriage has some restrictions in the Lord's service, but it has many blessings in life. I already mentioned them, children, grandchildren. Being unmarried has fewer restrictions in one's service to the Lord, but it does not provide the family fulfillment. Are you following? And that's what Paul is telling the dad. Your daughter, if you're convinced in your mind and your heart that this is not the right time or the person or the place for her to get married, it's the best thing to do. Don't let her get married. Because we're going to find out in the present situation, it's tough being married. And you could serve the Lord much better. They could serve the Lord much better being single, where they don't have the responsibilities of a married life. Again, don't take that wrong. It's great to be married. Amen, preacher. But Paul looked at the reality and the fact if you were unmarried, you could focus entirely upon the Lord. Where if you're married, you got to take care of that nasty husband. I'm just being facetious, if you get the picture. You got to take care of those snotty-nosed kids, running in and out of the house. I'm going to say this. We had the kids yesterday, and Brody, we had got some these 4 or 5 foot tall. They're about this tall. These nutcrackers, big nutcrackers. And we had them by the door. You know, and they're running out playing like kids would do. And he came and he slammed that one door open, and he knocked over my nutcracker. And he busted it. His arm fell off. He had a horn. It busted it in pieces and all. You know what I did? It's okay. Colson went over there and thought, it's okay. It's just a thing. You know, I'm gonna throw it in the church dumpster tomorrow. It won't fit in my dumpster because it's so big. I said, nothing like having kids and grandkids. Okay. But there's responsibilities. If you're by yourself, much easier to serve the Lord. And that's what Paul is saying. Are you following? He's not saying that marriage is bad. Matter of fact, he says it's a good thing. He's just making the fact that if you're single, you're more able to serve the Lord in a better way.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this week, Monday through Friday, January 20th through the 24th at 7 p.m. for our World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Each evening, Monday through Friday, we'll have a special missionary feature, a guest speaker, and wonderful music. We hope that you'll come join us, January 20th through the 24th at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.